I do.
So it's 7:52 with the crew, and it was early December. Dr. Julie Gouthorpe was in, and we were coming off the record. And she kind of mumbles something that she didn't like Christmas music, and we're all kind of taken back.
Because we were really getting into the Christmas music. We were feeling it. We were thinking about our favorite Christmas songs. Yeah. So Julie sat over there.
So here's Julie from December 5th this month. We asked her why you don't like Christmas music.
No, I'm not big on Christmas tunes. Like, it's just, I had an experience with the Christmas tunes once, and I felt like I was trapped listening to these Christmas tunes.
Was that your mother in the living room on that beautiful piano playing for hours? Is that what did it to you?
That's like a dream for me, being trapped somewhere with Christmas music on end.
Wow. A good dream.
We're going to get you a good doctor.
Okay, good, good, good.
Orlena, can we Google good doctor in Belleville?
That specializes in, you know, embracing Christmas music.
Well, you know what? Every good Christmas is filled with lots of rum and egg.
I don't want to move forward with your topic until we find out the story. I want to find out, where were you trapped listening to Christmas music?
Okay, so it was my 40th birthday, and I go to Nashville with my friend Michelle Graham. And we booked tickets for the CMAs, which was a really good show. But then they had this package thing that you could also get this secondary ticket to go see them tape this Christmas show, which was with all the same people that did the CMAs. But we got stuck like right in the front, almost like center front. And it started, and it was like they kept doing like different takes, and then they brought the Muppets out. And I said to Michelle, I said, I can't stay here. Like, I have to leave. And she said, we can't leave. We're in the middle. And I said, okay, but by the time Miss Piggy was singing with Vince Gill, I thought, I cannot do one more Christmas song.
That is a great story. Yeah.
But Orlando,
because they would be taping that show for hours.
It went on and on. And because they also wore really high heels, they would have to come through the crowd and stand right next to you and sing. And then they would start over. And it was Christmas. Yes, it was. And I couldn't leave. Well, I think I did end up getting up and leaving, to the total embarrassment of my friend. Like, partway through, I said, well, actually, I think I'd been there hours, if I really think about it. And I was like, I can't stay. It was just too much.
Yeah, and your friend was probably like, you're going to ruin the shot, Julie, because every time they pan down here to me, you're gone.
You do need therapy, seriously.
Or maybe Michelle needs it for going to see the show with me. Yeah,
We'll be back with you. So that was from almost a month ago.
Yeah, it makes me think that maybe I was like the guy in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, let's just remember, we can maybe want to change Julie all we want, but it's not about us, apparently, right, Orlena?
Exactly.
Well, Ward Ahern sent me a quick message and said, hey, listen, I've been listening to you guys talk with Dr. Julie Gouthorpe this morning, and the guy in the truck might be a beep, beep all year long, not just at Christmas.
That's so true, because it can also be that our expectations of people, you know, we have this different expectation at the holidays. So,
well, I don't accept that. I don't accept that kind of behavior.
Well, why don't you
hooting and hollering and cursing and swearing and giving the finger out to a woman that's trying to find a parking spot, and the guy in the truck, back off. I was going to go up and tell him, back off, calm down.
Why would you want to get into a conflict with him? That's provoking somebody.
Then I had a second thought. So I don't really like
I got to get to lunch.
Listen, have a nice Christmas. I know you're getting away with the family. Your daughter Sophie's home from university.
Yes,
how's
she's
that
home.
Gone?
It's great. It's great to have everybody home and just enjoy some time together.
Well, thanks for a great year. We look forward to 2020, new decade, having you back on Wednesday mornings with Mix 97.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
And we hope that you fall in love with Christmas music. There's still some time.
Yeah, Julie.
And we have a special song for you. It's Andre Bocelli and the Muppets.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Loving this.